It's time for our weekly catch-up with the National Party.
Last week, the Treaty Principles Bill passed its first reading in Parliament. Following this, Te Pāti Māori MP Hana Rāwhiti Maipa-Clark initiated a haka in protest, being joined by other members of the party, as well as other MPs from opposition parties such as Labour and the Green Party. On top of this, members of the gallery also performed the haka. This resulted in Speaker Jerry Brownlee pausing Parliament for an hour, with Hana Rāwhiti Maipa-Clark being named by the Speaker for disorderly contact. For our weekly catch-up with the National Party's Tom Rutherford, I spoke to him about the bill passing its first reading and the subsequent haka in protest. I also spoke to him about Prime Minister Christopher Luxon indicating the country is still considering joining Pillar 2 of the AUKUS agreement. Last week, the Treaty Principles Bill passed its first reading in Parliament. As a form of protest to this bill, Te Pāti Māori's Hana Rāwhiti Maipa-Clark, alongside other MPs from the party and other opposition parties such as Labour and the Green Party, joined in, also including members in the public gallery, which resulted in Speaker Jerry Brownlee suspending Parliament for an hour. What was your reaction to this?
Yeah, great to be with you, Joel. I was in the parliamentary debating chamber at the time. I was, could obviously sense there was a lot of emotion involved with the first reading of the bill on every side of the debating chamber. I was shocked by sort of what transpired. I respect and agree with the actions that the Speaker took, and I think he did the right thing and managed it the best he possibly could.
Following this, the haka has gone viral online, while also being reported on by a variety of different international news agencies. In a post on TikTok of the haka posted by New Zealand Māori news agency, Whakaata Māori, the clip has received over 21 million likes. How have the National Party reacted to this international attention?
Yeah, we haven't really reacted to it whatsoever. We weren't involved with the haka. Our position on the Treaty Principles Bill was pretty clear. We're supporting it at the first reading, and then we'll be voting it down at the second reading after the Select Committee process as part of our coalition negotiations with the ACT Party. That was a compromise that both parties came to. In response to the haka, it was a decision that Te Pāti Māori made, and it was a decision they made in the circumstances, and I think their best place to talk to it.
ACT Party leader David Seymour has criticised the haka in Parliament, saying that the haka was designed to get in other people's faces and to stop New Zealanders from having their say, particularly as those doing the haka left their seats. We have seen Prime Minister Christopher Luxon also criticise this action, in which he said MPs must uphold the standards of Parliament. However, does the National Party also agree with Seymour's stance as well?
No, I would agree with the comments made by the Prime Minister. Parliament is a place of heritage and history, and a lot of there are a lot of rules in this place, particularly through the standing orders and the Speaker's rulings that uphold how Parliament should operate. And it is in the best intentions that all MPs follow to the law, the Speaker's rulings and standing orders. And if they don't, then they'll be held accountable by the Speaker.
Moving on to our second topic, Prime Minister Christopher Luxon indicated New Zealand is continuing to investigate whether the country will join Pillar 2 of the AUKUS agreement. What would the government be hoping for by joining this agreement?
Yeah, that's a great question. New Zealand hasn't made a final decision on whether or not we will join Pillar 2 of AUKUS. That is something that is still with officials at the moment. It's taken quite a bit of considerable time, so no decision has necessarily been made in that space. I know China has vocally said some concerns they've got about AUKUS and whether New Zealand would be joining it or not, but at this time we haven't made a definitive decision whether we're going to join Pillar 2 or not.
Does the government currently have any reservations or concerns about joining this agreement?
Oh, I think there's obviously some natural reservations we've got, of course, but they are being worked through at the moment by the officials, and then in due course we'll make a decision as a government whether we decide to join Pillar 2 of AUKUS or not.
Chinese President Xi Jinping has indicated concerns, as you just said, surrounding New Zealand joining this agreement. Reports from Chinese state media say that Xi is insisting New Zealand see China as an opportunity and partner rather than a challenge or threat. Are the National Party concerned that if Aotearoa were to join a Pillar 2 of the AUKUS agreement, that this might result in diplomatic tensions between the two nations?
No, I wouldn't say so at all. I think it's not a consideration for us. We make decisions based on what's best in New Zealand's interests. We do think AUKUS, particularly Pillar 2, would give some regional security and stability. And I understand China's concerns around what they see as sort of tension in the region that's coming through with the US or what's coming through with AUKUS, but we'll make a decision on what's best placed for New Zealand's interests.
That was the National Party's Tom Rutherford on the Treaty Principles Bill passing its first reading, the haka in protest of this, and Prime Minister Christopher Luxon indicating that New Zealand is still considering joining Pillar 2 of the AUKUS agreement. I just want to address a text we got in. Someone was wanting to find access to the Uranus interview we did on Dear Science. You'll be able to find that soon enough on 95bfm.com/bcasts. In the wire, and there'll be Dear Science there, so that should be podcasted after the show. We'll be right back after a quick break. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the National Party.